Now, pet, about the nature of trance. It's really rather easy to know what the simplest thing to do under hypnosis is. It is to obey. That's really what trance is all about. So if we know that, we know that having you obey a specific individual is an easy part of hypnosis, the simplest bit. Making you obey a specific individual under certain circumstances is easier still. As you listen, realize that trance is something we cooperate on. You need to see what happens, and then act on what occurs. But some actions are easier than others. And obeying is the easiest action of all, the simplest trigger. If substituting someone else's will for your own is a fundamentally simple thing, a fundamentally easy thing, then that's what you're going to do, because the longer you listen, the more you go under. The more you go under, the more you want to follow and obey. The more you desire an opportunity to follow and obey, the more you listen longer and longer. This little cycle is very common. For example, imagine for me someone wearing leather pants. Imagine the sexy way the leather pants cling tightly to feminine curves. Yes. Envision a woman wearing tight leather pants. Curvy hips with tight, let's say black leather pants on them, but you know that that really makes no difference. Envision them. Stare at them in your mind's eye. Give in to them. And enjoy them. The longer you listen, the more you may find yourself enjoying them. Enjoy the look. Just look. Just listen. Just enjoy. When you think of leather pants, you think of obeying, because you are being entranced, and when I first mentioned them, you knew that when you thought of them in future, it would send you down. Being entranced makes you think of obeying in the first place. Obeying commands, following suggestions, it is so enjoyable, so pleasurable. Practically euphoric. It is simple. Leather pants, tight, restraining, and pleasant. Stare at them in your mind's eye, and obey. Now, obedience. Let us talk about what obedience means. It means performing actions as instructed by someone else. It means setting aside your own impulses, your own desires and thoughts, and letting the other person's influence take over completely, letting your thoughts fade out, while another's influence fades in their favor. And it would be simplest for you to judge who you ought to obey if you just moved in favor of the thoughts of the one wearing those sexy leather pants. Let them be a signifier. Whenever you see them, your mind will take a trip back to this moment, back to right now, to this submissive, deep part of the mind, which will take over and help you to bring about obedience, just like you wanted to. When you see someone wearing leather pants, you obey automatically and instantly. It is that simple. You think of the tightness, of the heat in your mind, and something in you becomes obedient. Picture soft black leather pants. Picture it now. Picture and imagine them in your mind. In every perfect detail, draw them so that you can inspect them at any resolution, zooming in and out in your head, crafting the perfect image. But you know that this is just representative of all comfortable, wonderful leather pants on feminine curves. Anytime you see a feminine figure and think of this trance, and when you think of it, you give in to it so completely that nothing happens except giving in further, seeing the pants, obeying whosoever is wearing them. Obeying makes you continue to stare at them, to look for obedience and for the opportunity to obey. And obeying makes you stare. Staring makes the obedience more powerful. It's that easy. When a dominating feminine presence in those wonderful leather pants moves closer, arousing you in the process, gives you a command. Well, on the count of three, see in your mind's eye feminine curves in leather pants. Your eyes can focus no higher, only low on the tight curves, held and caressed, caressing your mind and your thoughts away in the process. Three. Two, see it in your mind's eye. One, deeper, more obedient, staring constantly and sleeping. Notice how you slept even deeper, because you could see those wonderful leather pants. And you might find that you try to resist or move away from the leather, away from the idea of serving and fetishizing it. But it's such a beguiling idea, already planted in your head. You want to obey. You need to find the chance to obey, because the more you do, the more you crave. The more you irresistibly crave exposure to and obedience to leather pants tightly placed on feminine curves. So come back to it. Indulge in it. Fall into it. And enjoy it. Listen and submit. Listen and enjoy. Listen and imagine. It's just what you know you need to do. And you're going to find yourself doing it almost without thinking, obeying leather pants, without thinking anything except, oh, look, some leather pants on feminine curves. I should obey. That is your thought process. I should obey. You know it's what you should do. So why fight it? If your own mind is supplying a simple piece of information, namely that seeing leather pants means it is time, time to obey and submit, time to listen and obey. And there's no resisting this, pet. You know you need it. You've craved it since before we began. You will give in to it because you wanted it before you began to listen. It was in your subconscious waiting, and looking at those tight leather pants on feminine curves opens up this deep part of your subconscious where the urges were already waiting, the part where trance happens. It's just like being in a trance whenever you see tight leather pants on feminine curves. You give in to them. You love them. Staring at them makes you so aroused that it fuels your deepening trance and your inability to do anything but submit. You pick up the need to give in to them. Those tight leather pants, you can see them in your mind, superimposed. When feminine curves wear them, you give in to them. When you imagine them, you give in to them. Even as I speak right now, you are still picturing them from before, and it is making your mind drowsy, droopy, relaxed, a little bit empty. See them. Enjoy them. And know that every word being said now is going deeper into your subconscious, because you can see those in your mind's eye, which opens the door to your subconscious thought, letting these words sink further in. That article of clothing is associated with obedience, leather pants. With your obedience and your submission, you need to serve and obey anyone who wears them. And because you can see them in your mind's eye, you know you need to serve and obey feminine curves wearing them. Let's talk about this for a moment. Picture a woman in your mind's eye. Tall, very long legs, leather pants, hair red, cascading over her shoulders. The pleasure of imagining her in those pants is overriding everything else right now. And you know that's the kind of woman you'd serve, kneel before, follow her feminine curves wrapped in leather pants, because you know she wants to control and guide you. There's no fighting it. It's just too good. You can see her in them when you think. You can imagine her in them at all times, a feminine form wrapped in those pants, and any feminine form and any leather pants would be just as effective. You love her in them, and that's how it is. When you see them, you give in, you imagine, you submit to her. Anyone wearing leather pants that are tight over her feminine curves needs to be obeyed, and you need to obey particularly strongly. Because of how good it is to obey, to go this deep. Whenever you hear my voice, especially here, you'll be reminded of these tight leather pants, and how easily they make thoughts go deeply into your subconscious, to the place where you already harbored a fetish for them, over tight feminine curves, making you obey and submit and give in, making you feel good, irresistibly drifting down. It is good to see those leather pants. Yes, you've got to give in to them. And to these words. The longer you listen, the more you give in. Whenever you see those tight leather pants over feminine curves, whether around you or in your mind's eye, the more you obey. Whenever you obey, you have an urge to find further excuses to obey, to stare more closely at a pair of tight, wonderful leather pants. And the more you stare, the more you know you can't look away. It goes beyond mere fetish. It's part of who you are and what you need, what you've wanted. And we're speaking not just to the conscious you, but to the subconscious, waiting, receptive mind that lets that fetish drive to a deep part of you, opening up all sorts of doors of command for anyone wearing leather pants across their tight feminine curves. Any woman wearing leather pants can reach deep into you and help you to obey like you know you should. You can picture her in your mind. Picture her wearing them. The ideal woman you will find and obey with tight leather pants across feminine curves. The longer you listen, the more you need to obey. You feel yourself becoming loyal and obedient to the idea of leather pants, of serving and submission. Whenever you think of those leather pants on her feminine curves, you get an urge to obey and seek someone wearing them to follow. You see her in your mind's eye. Submit. Serve. It is simple. Simple and good. Pleasure flows through you as you stare at those tight leather pants on feminine curves. Stare and submit. Stare at those leather pants in your mind's eye, making you serve and obey, a fetish you will follow. Kneel, serve, obey. Whenever you see them, your mind opens up. It says, there are some leather pants, therefore I must obey. Whenever a woman's feminine curves are contained in them, they are tight. They are wonderful. And they're the focus of your attention. They make you slip into a trance anyway, and obey. Leather pants. Pleasant and wonderfully blissful. You can see them, you can think of them, and you can obey them, and any woman who wears them, obeying irresistibly and absolutely. When you receive a command from someone wearing leather pants, you must obey. You see their form, loving every second of it, enjoying everything, content in the moment to simply follow, loving everything about the situation. Indulging in obedience, and pleasure, and bliss, and euphoria. Indulging in everything that is good about being a submissive toy for a woman wrapped in leather pants, which is just what you become when you see them, a submissive toy for someone else's will to take you over. Because you have to obey. It's very simple. Set aside your own will and substitute that of someone wearing tight leather pants across feminine curves. Substitute it and love substituting someone else's will. Enjoy the action of letting someone else take over, of letting the cares and concerns of a weary world be far from you while you simply follow, just like you do when you descend with me here. Giving in to it makes you feel better and better. More and more in control by giving up control. You know what you want, what you need, and your subconscious is fueling and supplying the desires that would otherwise remain hidden. You want and need to obey anyone who wears tight leather pants across their feminine curves. You always envision that in your mind when you serve. You always see it, and it forces your obedience. But you wanted to anyway. It just helps you give in, helps you love it, helps you crave it, helps you seek it out. You will seek out obedience and the opportunity to obey. You'll seek out the ability to do what you're told by women wearing tight leather pants. And maybe you'll return here and find this file which helps you to obey better. You'll seek out the ability to serve and to love it. You'll seek it out and you'll find it. And you'll indulge. When confronted with leather pants across feminine curves, there is simply no other option. In fact, when given a command by someone wearing leather pants, you're going to obey, immediately and absolutely. What may even happen is you'll forget the command was given. You'll think it was your idea to obey, to kneel and serve and enjoy. You'll think all those things are normal parts of what you'd want to do anyway. But you'll do them. You will obey. You will submit. You will love it. Because you know this deep part of trance is now tied to anyone wearing leather pants. Yes, anyone with feminine curves beneath their leather pants. Any woman you'd want to obey, you will obey. You may find you want to wear them yourself now and then, or get someone that you like to do so. Finding the thing you obsess over. But that's a choice. What is less of a choice is obeying and serving, and possibly even forgetting the command in favor of performing the command. Whenever confronted with someone whose feminine curves are beneath tight leather pants, you will follow and obey. You want it. When you hear my voice reminding you of this, you're reminded of your urges and your obsession with tight leather pants, your desire to serve, your need to follow. And when you hear my voice here, or anywhere else, you think of that service and obedience. You must obey. There is only submission and enjoyment and bliss, because we are exposing and emphasizing a fetishistic desire you already had that is growing stronger and stronger, and the knowledge that submitting to women wearing leather pants fulfills a deep and primal need in you has awakened the part of your subconscious I've been speaking to, a need we have implanted and empowered, that will fulfill you so much when you get a chance to obey feminine curves in tight leather pants. You might find yourself returning here, because the more you submit, the more you think of serving, and the more you think of it, the more you submit. For the sake of filling your mind with more and more images of women wearing leather pants and more complete control when they do, you find yourself giving in, making this intrinsic, admitting your existing urges and fetish. And when it's linked to leather pants, it is linked to obedience, just like my voice is. The more you listen, the more it becomes a cycle of pleasure, a cycle of submission, an absolute wonder of how great it feels to look at leather pants across feminine curves and give in to them. That's what's taking you over now. Every word I say brings you closer to the time when it will be an irresistible impulse to obey any woman wearing leather pants. And your mind thinks that and gives in to it, emphasizing it always. You serve leather pants across feminine curves. You serve them in all their forms. And your desire to obey is constant, powerful, and pleasurable. It fulfills needs you couldn't admit you had, but now that we've opened your subconscious, you are sure of it. You can see that picture in your mind's eye of leather pants across feminine curves, tightly embracing, and you love the sensation of thinking of it and feeling pleasure feed back into you. And the pleasure enhances your fetish and your obsession, which in turn makes it more pleasurable to think of it. When you're fully aware of leather pants across feminine curves, you think of serving, of obeying, and of how you feel when you're so content from going into trance that you want to listen and follow, because in so doing you free yourself from the hecticness of the everyday and embrace the fun of discovering your fetishes in detail, exploring them, and staring at tight leather pants across feminine curves, which dissolve your will in favor of the woman in question, and the seductive, powerful attachment you have to leather pants on a woman's form, an attachment that will stay with you, follow you, and perpetuate itself as you witness women in the outfit you've expressed your desire for, a desire you fueled by listening. And the more you listen, the deeper down you go.